Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning. Getting things connected, getting the show started.
Hello, we are everybody. Here.
Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. I'm Lynette, and as always, having way too much fun catching up with the week.
Never a dull moment to get things with Dr. Mixon around.
Yes, yes. Hi, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm going to quickly give you that phone number so you can call in with your questions. We had a few folks that couldn't get in last week. We had so many people calling in. If you call in at the beginning of the show, you're more likely to get on.
Right. Or you could stand in line for 2 hours.
That's right. No, we don't want you to do that.
You're probably going to get in pretty quick because we don't have anybody waiting right now.
That's right. 800-465-8770 is the number to call. That's 800-465-8770.
I mean, the best would be if they're waiting the night before in abated anticipation, wanting to be the first ones online. Wow. You know, with Black Friday coming up.
reminds me of Black
only
Friday.
Human being I know that has people can't camp out 3 days in advance to hear him talk is Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean, really, who else does that?
Nobody.
40,000 people, you know, camp out for 3 days.
Well, I don't know. Taylor Swift's pretty popular these days.
That is true. Okay, so maybe boy. Donald and Taylor. Hey, they should do a joint show.
Well, I
don't know. Yeah, then they would have so many. Well, let's see, what would we call them?
What would they charge for that?
Swift dumps? Trumpties? I'm not sure.
I did go to see the movie.
Her Eras tour movie.
I think what surprised me was that how young the young ones were.
I see.
I wasn't surprised that they all knew the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting teenagers, but these were younger than teenagers.
Tweeners.
And they were all dancing.
Yes.
They were in the hall, and they were just standing in the middle, singing loudly and dancing away. They knew every song of hers.
That's
and
right.
I didn't know her songs.
Never.
There you go.
All right. Never. Oh, boy. My daughter was excited to tell me she got her tickets for the show. Next year in Vancouver, and it's like,
wow,
13 months in advance.
So. Wow, but a lot of energy.
Yes.
The movie was really good.
My daughters are not teens, so they're 20-somethings.
See, and the scary thing is that until they had that big Taylor Swift concert here in town, I had never heard of the woman.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea who she is. I don't know any of her music.
Well, we're kind of glad you don't know her music, but
Well, it's just about love and heartbreak.
And more love and heartbreak. And I think she's got a song written for every love and heartbreak that she's...
Right. You know. See, that's why she appeals to that
middle school group. Huh?
Yes. All right. I could sing for you.
Maybe that's my problem is I have been out of middle school for a long time.
Yes, you have. Oh, boy. And catching up here as we get ready for Thanksgiving.
Trivia fact, and then we'll move on to work.
I would love to, yes.
Which something I read on social. So, you know, she's dating Kelsey.
Yes.
From
Kelsey Graham?
No. from the football team.
Oh.
Is it Trevor Kelsey?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Trevor
Kelsey. Taylor and Trevor.
Yeah,
How cute is that?
And apparently they're playing on Monday night, and she will be at the game. And this is the first time the parents will meet each other. So the social media was, this will be the most watched Monday night football game ever.
And they won't be interested in the football game.
That's right. They're going to be looking.
Oh, there's Taylor. There's Taylor. There's her mom and dad.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that's all I know about social trivia.
Okay, so we'll have to find out in a week or two about what's going on. Okay. How about medical trivia?
I, on the other hand, had an exciting day.
Yes, yes. Do tell, Dr. Mixon.
Yeah, well, you know, reading papers on stem cell rejuvenation.
Yes.
Of course. I mean, doesn't everybody?
Taylor Swift.
You guys are doing Taylor Swift. I'm doing stem cell rejuvenation. Although I got to tell you, I think I'm as excited about my stuff as you are about yours. So it works out just fine. I can't help it. I am a nerd to the max.
Yeah.
So. You know, it's all okay. That's funny. This is just a interlude between the papers.
I see.
That's right. Anybody listening, yeah, will know a little bit about each one of these things.
And see, I did the rough cut on 11 videos yesterday.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
So that was my afternoon. I was on camera doing videos on the 11 most prominent things that cause our decline in aging.
Right. Okay.
So I did a little video on stem cell exhaustion. I did one on senescent cells. I did one on hormone declines. Mm-hmm. I did one on, so 11 different parts of mitochondrial dysfunction and yada. Am I the only guy on earth that actually is interested in this crap?
No, you're not.
No, no.
We all are.
Yes.
But how long are one of these videos? You see, the thing is,
each of them, the longest one is probably 7 or 8, 9 minutes.
Okay,
and
that's
the shortest
good.
Ones are like 3 and 4 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole lot to say about, mitochondrial dysfunction, except, yes, it happens and it starts happening in your 30s and 40s. And here are the few things that we now know we can do about it.
Right.
And you name the 3 or 4 things. So, that one would be pretty darn short. On the other hand, talking about senescent cells.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a little longer.
A little longer.
But all together, if you string the 11 of them together, then what I'm going to do, I'm have them cut it so that you watch one. And you can stop with that and watch the next one later, or you can just go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5.
Wow, binge watching, Dr. Mixon. I love it.
Yeah. And if you watch all 11 of them, it's about an hour.
Okay.
So, but it's an introduction to what's going wrong, as we live a while.
Right.
And why are you getting slow, fat, weak, dumb, sexless, and depressed, so all of these things that normally happen to us as we age have causes. And, we used to, back 25 years ago or so, we used to be looking at, what is the cause?
Mm-hmm.
And we, is it oxidative damage? Is it free radical damage? Is it, genetic dysfunction? And all the people proposed a single theory of aging. And now what we know is it's not one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got at least 11 things that I addressed in yesterday's videos. And there may be 11 or 12 more that we just don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the more of them we can intervene in, the better we do.
Right.
Unfortunately, people look for simplicity.
Yeah.
It must just be, the guys, well, give me testosterone and I'll be fine. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Yeah. Right.
There's a whole lot else going on. And if all you get is 1 out of 12.
Right.
You're not going to get the results you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was my yesterday, and
I will
now go off to the post-production people, and probably somewhere in late December, I'll get the videos back and ready to put them online.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, now question, Dr. Mixon, did you mix up your wardrobe for each of the videos?
No.
Okay.
I did them all in...
All? Okay.
One single white sweater.
Okay.
Okay, just sitting at my desk.
Very nice.
And so, but
You know, that way, if you do watch the whole hour, you've got, you know,
it's consistent.
No wardrobe changes. I guess it's not the Grammys, so.
No. And it's just one, you know, it's the consistency for that. Mm-hmm. But
that is
you
good.
Know, I do different ones on different days, and of mm-hmm. course, I'm wearing different stuff on different days. I don't come to work in the same outfit every day.
You don't, and I love this sweater, by the way.
You like this
sweater? Yes, very much liking this sweater. You like his sweater? He's got got colorblind issues, but I believe that's an evergreen looking sweater.
It's a dark green
with the 3/4 greenish cowl gray. Up at the top and little leather patches on the autumnal. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I go out early in the morning and it's freezing outside, I like these high sweaters that kind of go
around the neck.
Keep
feels
my
good.
Neck warm. Mm-hmm.
So. All right, mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Well, we are going to take some phone calls here in just a moment. Here is our number. Phones are already ringing. Paul, you're first, though. 800-465-8770. The number is 800-465-8770. This is Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette. We'll be back with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat to answer your questions on this beautiful November morning. We're live in the studio. We'll be right back. And we're back, but none of us have achy, breaky hearts in the studio. No way. I'm Lynette. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. Dr. Samira Umat doing some line dancing over there with her. Yeah, well, whatever it is, it looked good to me going to that, to the music.
Yeah, her line dances are a little bit odd with a kind of a Hindi Bollywood flavor to it.
Oh, okay. Jingle and a jangle.
Something about jangling all those bangles on her wrists.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy. Okay, are you ready to dive in?
The henna on her palms and the bangles on her wrists.
It's almost gone away.
Almost gone.
Yeah. I'm a mix of a lot of things.
That's right.
But then the Festival of Lights.
Yes.
Yeah, Diwali. Is that right?
Yes, but you're not wearing any fancy Diwali clothes today.
Well, no, it's over.
It's all over. Yeah, maybe she has a picture that she can show us during the break.
Maybe, but we had we got a thing from the school, my daughter's school from Willow's Prep Academy, and they told all the kids from to wear their festive Diwali clothes to school.
Oh, nice!
How fun! Okay. I think that's awesome when all the kids can learn
if
about
Ivory
all the
ever
festivals.
Wants to wear something, let me know. I could give her stuff to wear.
You know, that would be fun.
That would be.
Maybe Diwali next year, we'll dress her up.
Well, mm-hmm. I would love to do that. Yeah.
Do a little henna on her hand there.
Yeah.
How
me know.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to learn about the different traditions and different celebrations, and I love that. I think the kids should embrace that and know what that means when it pops up on their calendar instead of going, huh? They can go, oh, wow, yes.
Yes.
Well, there are a billion people in the world that celebrate it.
So. Yes. That's right. Yeah, it better be on the calendar.
So, you know, make it a billion and one is kind of fun.
That's okay. All right, doctors, are you ready to dive right in?
Let's dive.
Okay. Leading Edge Medicine is ready to go. And if you have a question for the doctors, you too can call. Phone lines are open. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We're headed to Shelton first this morning. Morning, Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
I was just wondering if you've heard anything more that I've heard about a company called Intervene Immune, and they have a trial study going on called Thymus Regeneration, Immune Restoration, and Insulin Mitigation Extension Trial, or TRIM-X. Apparently, it's regenerating the thymus gland.
And okay. Do another thing too. Yeah, well, I mean, the question, of course, is why?
Okay.
I mean, you know, the thymus is a very large gland in newborn babies, and it's involved in production of our innate immunity for, you know, as little tiny kids.
Right.
And as we age, our thymus shrinks up and essentially is, you can't find it in most adults. It just kind of goes away. And so it would be, it'll be interesting to see what benefits people get if you, you know, try to reconstitute thymus function in 40, 50, 60 year olds.
Right. Remember, it's responsible for our immune cells.
Right.
And, but then the thymus gland shrinks away as we get older.
Yes.
And
it shrivels up and goes away. But, you know, and our immune, the number of immune cells in our bone marrow and in our lymph nodes declines with age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suppose the purpose of this is to try to see if they can rejuvenate, you know, the number of immune cells in our system in the hopes that that will provide older people with more youthful immune competence.
Right. So they won't be more susceptible to illnesses, especially viral.
I guess that would be the hope. Yeah. You know, I don't know how the study is going. I don't know anything about their patient selection or anything. I mean, it's been, the proposal was several years ago, and I really have not followed it.
So. Okay. Okay. Well, they're just so others will know. They were getting the patients enrolled in the trial, DHEA, metformin, and human growth hormone.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah.
Hey, so we were doing that at a very early age. 25 years later, the rest of the world is catching up.
That's right.
Dr. Mixon's famous words. The rest of the world is catching up.
Yes. Unfortunately, of course. Well, unfortunately, while the metformin and, you know, the hormone balances and so on, we still do for our patients, but we can no longer do the growth hormone that we used to do back in the 90s. You know, our board has decided that federal law does not apply in the state of Washington, you know, and the rest of the country, doctors can write growth hormone off-label, and this would certainly be an off-label use, but not in this state. So you have to go to, you know, California or Florida or Texas or Wisconsin or, you know, the 47 or 48 states that allow growth hormone to be used. But
from some of the information I've gathered on Greg Fay, the PhD that's in charge of it, has done some well, there's been some videos of him at different conferences giving little bits of updates on it.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's working. It's regenerating the thymus gland. It's increasing the T-cell levels. And also, they've had to caution some of the participants who have been getting a little too frisky and it's been, which has caused aberrations in their PSA accounts because these people are becoming sexually active in their 60s again.
Well, and some I don't see I don't see anything remarkable about being sexually active in their 60s.
They should be.
They should be. Everybody should be.
Yeah. So, and then also even some participants have shown their gray hair is starting to get to darken again.
Ah, now that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, we're seeing that with the rapamycin in about a third of the people too. So
yeah,
all right,
yeah, okay. Well, that's kind of what I also just.
You know, excuse me for interrupting just a minute. Dr. Mixon, you and I, before we went on air, we were talking about all of the aspects of aging. Mm-hmm. And this just may be a right good time to talk about that because, you know, here we're looking at the immune system as one part of that aging journey. And they're talking about replacing DHEA and testosterone and growth hormone. But there are so many other aspects that you're working on right now that contribute to that whole aging process. And so if we focus all of our energy in one basket, we're missing out the bigger picture.
Well, and that is true. You know, the stuff I did yesterday, looking at the aging process, I just did an hour-long video looking at 11 different factors that constitute the things we've identified thus far that trigger the changes of aging. And, you know, immune system dysfunction, and whether it be by thymus regeneration or other aspects, would clearly be one of those things. And it wasn't in the 11 I used.
Mm-hmm.
But as I started the video by pointing out, these first 11 are some we address on a regular basis. And then there may be another 10 or 12 or 15 we just don't know about yet.
Right.
You know? But we start with, you know, hormone decline. We started back in the 90s pushing heavy, restoring people's primary hormones back to youthful levels. And so we look at testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, progesterone, pregnenolone, estradiol, thyroid, growth hormone. And if we restore all of those to more youthful level, people feel and function dramatically better. Then there's mitochondrial dysfunction, because our mitochondria are the organelles in every cell that produce the energy for life. And as we age, the mitochondria become less and less functional. And so every cell in your body is producing less energy. And so it has less ability to function and do its job. Turns out that one of the problems of growth hormone, testosterone, DHEA, and so on, is there's an inverse relationship. The lower your metabolic rate, the less physically active you're able to be, the longer you tend to live. Turtles live hundreds of years and are still having babies when they're 200 and 300 years old.
Wow.
When we put people on starvation diets, this fat, extreme fasting program, they lose a lot of weight. They get very skinny, not just with fat, but with muscle. Their muscles shrivel up and get small, but it extends their lifespan. So if you want to be skinny and weak and not have a lot of energy, but you want to live a long, long time, that's one approach. Having muscle and strength and energy so you run around and do stuff and dance and leap and cavort into the night like I like to do, will probably shorten my lifespan a bit. So the question is, do I want to be puny and live a long, long time, or do I want to robust and live while I'm alive?
Turtles don't know any other way of life.
That's right, they don't. Turtles just do what turtles do.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we humans are actually in a position to make choices.
Right.
And so the question is, you know, what can I do to extend my lifespan while keeping a robust, joy-filled, high-energy life while I'm alive?
Right, exactly.
Know? And it's a trade-off. Mm-hmm. To some extent, the two are mutually exclusive. Mm. And so each person has to decide, what do I want for myself? You know? And so a complex program like ours allows people to strike balances, you know.
Yeah.
Excessive stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stress in the short term is a survival trait.
Right.
But stress in the long term thins out your bones, makes your muscles weak, causes your brain cells to die faster, causes cataracts in your eyes, thins out your skin so it sags. So long-term stress with high cortisol levels cause a whole lot of problems, which is why in our clinics, we're looking at decreasing stress levels and decreasing the markers.
Right.
You know, for high stress. Stem cell senescence. Mm. You know, stem cells get old. These are the cells that allow us to grow new tissue. And as we age, our stem cells get old, they become less viable, and they get depleted. We have fewer stem cells, and the stem cells we have are not as functional as when we were young.
Mm.
And but we do know ways now to rejuvenate stem cells,
mm-hmm.
and increase both the numbers and the viability. You know, we have dysfunctional microbiome, DNA, genetic material, methylation, damage to our genome over age, being overweight, over-nutrition, I politely put it. If you are overnourished,
overnourished.
If you're fat, it's a killer because it's actually producing things that kill your brain cells and your heart and your lungs and your immune response and raises your risk of cancer. Toxin overloads, because toxins are unavoidable in this world, but getting too much of them. And so, you know, we can measure those. Senescent cells that are, you know, cells that are becoming senile and are actually poisoning our system and preventing us from being able to heal and grow and repair. Mm-hmm. And then inflammagene, which is just a fancy word of saying a lot of inflammatory changes throughout our entire system. So I did videos yesterday on each of these.
Okay.
And talked about things that can be done and that we do at the clinic. But, you know, it may be that reinvigorating the thymus to some extent may be part of what we need to do. And there may be another dozen things that we'll start doing at longevity 20 years before the rest of the world does.
Well, you know, and that's true, because there are so many researchers across the world that are interested in this, say, in this theory, and they're working on different aspects of it. And then you go to their meetings to find out
In fact, I had a Zoom call at the aging research people at University of Utah Wednesday. And so, yeah, I spent a couple of hours on a Zoom call with them visiting, you know, what their research is and where we might have, you know, some common interests. And, you know, the big thing is on the senescence and senolytics, ways to kill senescent cells. Is a big one that they're working on. So I'm, I'm going to be flying over to Salt Lake City here first of the year and spend a few days at their labs going over some interesting projects we're both interested in. So, you know, that's... But thymus, I have not been working specifically on thymus, but by golly, I'll take a look and see where their research is going. And who knows, we may add that to the 12th leg.
There you go, yes.
12th
medical dimension. Yes, thank you, Paul.
Thank you for the call, Paul. Take care.
Great call.
Yes. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, along with Dr. Samira Umat. And we will be back with more of your questions. Here's what you do to get in line with your call. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We have room for you. Lines are open. We'll be talking with Tom and with Ernie in just a moment. Stay there.
After driving out the memory of the way things might have been, after I've forgotten all about us, the song remembers when.
And welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine on this beautiful November 18th day. Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio along with Dr. Samira Umat.
Oh, and also you mentioned the date, so it triggered the fair. The gallery fair is going on in our Kirkland and Tacoma clinics today.
Big day for us today.
It is a big day. So the teams are in, working away, and I want to thank everybody who's there today for their blood draw. And hopefully we'll be able to give you good news.
All good news. We don't really want to find any positive cancer markers, but, you know, if they're there, we want to know about them early.
Rather know than now.
We can do something about it.
Down the road.
Exactly.
And that song, the, you know, that we were rolling through the Rockies far above the clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was flashing on a trip that we took a couple of years ago, across Colorado. We went up over the Continental Divide, you know, way, way, way up. And there's a little gift shop way at the very top. You know? And, tried to do a little hiking up there at the, nearly 15,000 feet, and you get pretty short of breath.
Pretty
fast.
Your own oxygen source?
There's air up there,
That's right,
Boy.
And then there's a mountain in China that we went to that they take you up to the top of the mountain, and then you can hike around up there. But they don't let you go up on the gondola without oxygen.
Okay.
You actually, every person has to carry an oxygen canister with them.
Okay.
To even go up to the top of the
Good thing,
the
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we're all
otherwise, they're all falling over and fainting, and they have to haul them back down on the gondola.
Well, and the snow was blowing so hard, you couldn't see 3 feet in front of you.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're way up there sucking on our oxygen bottles in a raging blizzard.
Sounds fun.
Was it exhilarating?
Sounds fun.
Or did you ask yourself, what was I thinking?
What the hell am I doing up here?
Yeah, I bet. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it could go either ways, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we took a bunch of Bending's relatives and we all went up there.
Oh, man. How fun.
Yeah, so the whole party is kind of holding hands so nobody gets lost in the blizzard.
True.
You know?
Good idea.
Except for that odd
up
uncle.
In the death zone.
Okay, the phones are lit up. Let's take a call. We're going to head to Ballard right now, and we have Tom waiting talk with the doctors. Welcome, Tom.
Hi. Greetings, oh great ones. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yes, we can.
Hear you. We even understand you. You're speaking our language. So,
yes.
Especially that great ones.
Very good. Very good. I'll turn to Spanish or Italian.
I think that might have been for Dr.
Right.
Umat.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Umat does Hindi, and I since I know she did part of her school in Switzerland. So probably some French and German, too.
Well, I used to do. I spoke French before I could speak Hindi and English. So when I came back to India, they wouldn't admit me to an Indian school because I didn't speak the language. But then it went away like that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Anyway, give me the floor for a minute or two, and then I'll let you guys
let's go ahead.
Tell me what's going on. Okay, so the topic is sciatica. And here's what happened. I'm in good shape. I'm 79 years of age. I've had hardly anything wrong with me. And then it started, my back was starting to hurt, my left side upper gluteus maximus started hurting 3-4 months ago. And so anyway, and I walk every day 1 to 2 miles, but I walk less now because of this condition. And of course, I go to Swedish Medical, and the doctors are helping me.
Good.
And so they give me, they're helping me somewhat, and the only medication they're giving me so far, and they say, take it, but don't take a lot of it, hydrocodone acetam, 5.325 milligrams, and that's an opioid.
Yes, it is.
And so they said, watch, don't take too many. And the only time I really need it, and this is kind of crazy, you think it would be just the reverse, is when I go to bed at night. And first couple hours in the bed, no problem. And then it just starts hurting real bad. But when I'm up walking or doing my walk in the morning or when I do another activity, you know, raking the leaves or something like that, I'm active, it hardly ever hurts. It's just when I'm in the bed that I have to take this medication. And so what happened a couple of weeks ago, and like I said, I was ex-athlete. I did a lot of sports and everything, so I was very acute on what I do. I don't have to, and I, of course, I do a bicycle, and I do the other things, and rowing machine, and all the lift, and my power lifting, and things like that. And then I fell, not down 12 stairs, but 3 stairs. I went to a grocery store and I had a bag and I was going up the stairs and I fell down 3 flights of stairs and hurt my knee, hurt my elbows, hurt 4 or 5 other parts of my body. But that's all. That was 2 weeks ago. So I'm okay there. And so they told me, they said, they gave me x-rays and no CT scans, no MIRs or anything like that yet, just x-rays. And so here's what they came out to: multi-level degenerative changes of the spine, no acute fracture or malalignment. So that's my history so far, and so I'll let you guys tell me your opinion on what happened to me and what should I do.
Well, first of all, I'm going to disagree with you about Providence helping you, because they're not helping you, they're just covering up the pain, which, you know, makes you feel a bit better, but does nothing to find out where the pathology is or to fix it. So I have a difference of opinion. You know, my feeling is first diagnosis, then therapy. And what I want to know is, where is that sciatic nerve getting irritated?
And he gave us a very important clue. It's worse at night.
That's right. Mm.
Which means posture at night and compression at night is making a difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is probably coming from your low back. We're probably down at the L3, 4, 5 area. That degenerative changes in your spine that are visible on the X-ray, we can predict that just based on your age. You're 79 years old.
Absolutely. Don't let that scare you.
Yeah.
You know, if you took 100 people's X-rays, there would be no correlation between X-rays and symptoms. So
that's right.
Don't let that scare you unless there's an acute pathology like a fracture or
Every
something.
Person sitting in this room has lived long enough that we have some degenerative changes in our spine. Mm-hmm. I do. Samara does.
Yep.
That's not the issue, but if that degenerative change is getting enough calcification around a nerve root that is starting to impinge on a nerve root that provides the innervation for that sciatic nerve. And when you are laying in bed at night, if your positions are such that as the muscles relax and those discs move a little bit, you're probably starting to compress the nerve. You know, there's basically two places that sciatica pain originates. One is the lower back, and given your history, I'm going to guess that's probably it. The other is actually in your butt, around the sciatic notch. There's a bony prominence we call the sciatic notch that the nerve goes around and it goes down across your or under your gluteus muscles, and then down the leg. It can get hung up on that notch and cause some pain. But that's usually with activity. That's not usually with nighttime rest. So I'm betting this is in your low back. Somebody needs to do more than an X-ray. Somebody needs to get some really good high-quality MRIs and maybe a nerve conduction study. And they need to narrow down exactly where this compression of the nerve root is and take the pressure off.
Yeah, and in the meantime, what you can do is change position at night and maybe even put a pillow between your knees or actually in your low back, under your low back, and see if one of those will positional changes relieve the pressure on the nerve.
Yep, that'll at least get rid of the symptoms.
Right, it'll get rid of the symptoms. And then in the daytime, he's fine right now.
Right.
And then he may need a little bit of physical therapy to strengthen some of the nerves and the muscles.
Yeah.
Strengthen some of the muscles that may help prevent the compression. Mm-hmm. And if there's any local inflammation, decrease that inflammation.
Right. But, you know,
basically,
you need a more thorough workup. Somebody needs to actually be investigating where that nerve is getting compressed so that once you know where it's being compressed and how it's being compressed, you can come up with a plan to take the pressure off.
Right. And in the meantime, stay active.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So basically, what I should have next to have them do is MIR?
MRI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, MRI.
Magnetic,
okay.
Yeah, magnetic resonance imaging.
Okay. Does this ever get bad to the point that you have to have surgery?
Yes. Yes, it does. But there used to be really big surgeries that were done for it. There's now a couple of devices that basically are done with minimal incisions, little tiny 1.5 centimeter incisions that are essentially done as an outpatient, and recovery is extremely fast. But you have to see where the problem is and see if you're a candidate for one of those procedures. So,
yeah, did you hear recently that they're now saying ACL surgery is no longer required? They did a study and an analysis that whenever they did surgical ACL repairs, the outcomes required a second surgery in most cases, and those patients that did not have surgery had a better outcome.
Yes.
Wow.
So now they're revisiting ACL surgeries.
Right.
ACL tear surgeries.
All right. Is that helpful for you, Tom?
You hit the right on the button, and I'm glad you guys are there, and I appreciate it. Thanks again,
and until next time.
Take care, my friend.
Good luck. All right. Thank you so much for your call, Tom. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Ernie, we'll talk with you. And Bonnie, you had a question about sciatica, too. We'll talk with you as well. This is Leading Edge Medicine. And the number to get through, just like Tom and Paul this morning, is 800-465-8770. And we'll be right back. Stay right there. Medicine. I'm Lynette. Dr. Jerry Mixon is here. Dr. Samira Umat, and we are taking your calls about your health, symptoms you're dealing with, aging-related questions, especially the doctors are waiting for your call. 800-465-8770. And it sounds like, Ernie, you have an age-related question for the doctors. Ernie calling from Burlington, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Ernie.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I've been wanting to call for the last, 6 months or so, but I haven't gotten around to it. Still grieving for my wife's loss after 63 years of marriage.
Sorry for your loss.
And that may be possibly the part of my problem. About a year ago, Dr. Mixon, I was listening to you, and you talked about people who get aging, and they start doing things that they performed in the earlier years. Mine has to be my growth of my hair, my growth of my nails, my beard. You indicated that by the time you get into my age area, which is 89 and a half, you stop growing hair. Your nails don't grow as long anymore or shorter or they don't grow as quickly.
Yeah, they're not as fast.
That's reversing with me. It seems like ever since my wife died almost 2 years ago now, my hair is growing faster. My hair, I got to go to get my hair cut more often. My nails, I got to cut them more often. My beard seems to grow a lot. My dad lived to be 99. My grandfather lived to be 101. So I don't know whether these things have anything to do with what's going on, but... something's going on, and I take I got a good immune system. I've been taking your relief factor for the last probably 25 years, ever since we came up here from California. We've been listening to you, my wife and I, and I take a lot of other supplements that I presume has something to do with the good health that I have. I don't have any real problems. I just had a blood test in early September. My hemoglobin A1C is 5.2, which you say is pretty good.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a medical exam with my primary care physician earlier this month of November. My BMI is 25. My blood pressure is 122 over 70. Oxygen saturation 98%. I'm generally in good health. The only operation I ever had was to replace an aortic valve back in 2016. Other than that, it's been my only operation I've ever had. So I'm just wondering if you got any hints as to why I may be growing hair faster and nails faster.
No, I don't know why.
I mean, are you taking something new? Did you start some new supplement or medication?
Nope. Yeah. Nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Obviously, most of the time, you know, all of this stuff slows down. Hair thins out, skin gets thin and sags, bones thin, etc. You have been blessed. And, you know, what the source of your blessing is, I'm not sure. But my guess is that if you're getting increased hair, facial hair, scalp hair, if your nails are growing faster, I would bet that, you know, you're probably turning over your tissues far better than the average person your age. I don't know where the source of it is, but there are times that the wise man simply rolls his eyes to heaven, whispers, "Thank you, God," and takes what's been given.
So, you know, I do a lot of praying. I do.
Yeah. That's my personal philosophy is, you know, I've been given so much in my life that, I think gratitude is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't always know why. I've been practicing medicine for 47 years, and maybe someday I'll get it right and stop having to practice.
But I don't think that's what you want.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm still learning, and I have not learned why a man who's pushing 90 would suddenly start rejuvenating these rapid tissue growth areas. But all I can say is, you know, thank your lucky stars, thank your good Lord, and enjoy it. You know, the question is, what are your plans for the next 5 years?
Survive.
No,
the loneliness is killing me.
Do more than that, my friend. Do more than that.
Thrive.
Sheer survival is a starting point. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do that's fun? What are you going to do that's fulfilling? What are you going to do that makes your time on Earth worthwhile for yourself and for the people around you? Okay. Because those are the most fulfilling things, the things that you can do to help other people have better lives.
Yeah, so, I'm working on that, trying to anyway.
Yeah, because I know you had to go through a period of grief, but 3 years is long enough. And your wife would not want you mired in grief for the next 30 years. So you need to get up and get moving and find something really interesting to do with the rest of your life.
That's probably what I'm going to have to do, and I'm trying to cope with it. And my wife has a lot of relatives here in Washington State, and so I'm glad I'm here to have them support me, too.
Yep,
so that's good.
That's right.
That's a gift.
But like I said, I don't think your wife would want you focusing on your loss. Okay, you had 60 years. You were blessed with 60 years with someone you loved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that stage, that portion of your life passed. Yes, it's fine to grieve it for a while, but my guesstimate is she would want you to get up, get off your butt, and go do something fun for the next part of your life.
If you're able to, a nice way to start would be just volunteering your time somewhere that's important to you. You mentioned that you pray a lot. So if you're aligned with a church or something, just start going back and see if they need something where you can give them your energy and your time for a little bit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Doctor, and both of you are icons to myself and my wife for many, many years, so I appreciate the fact that you can't come up with anything other than what you've said already relative to my, quote, a problem, but maybe something will happen to me in the next few years, but I will take you that under advisement as far as moving on to something I want to do, and I'll look into it very much. So thank you very much, both of you.
Oh, thank you, Arnie.
All the best. Thank you for your call.
63 years married.
Yeah.
Wow, what an accomplishment.
But one of the things I have found in my life, and you know, I'm not as old as him. I'm only 76, so I'm just getting a good start on life. But I've had things happen that, you know, folks would think of as a problem or a disaster. But what I've learned is that every time something happens that I really, really don't want, that I hate, it's followed by a new opportunity that gives me a better, more fulfilling life. And so, you know, it's just a matter of looking to see, okay, something bad happened, 63 years of marriage, that chapter has ended, appropriate to grieve it, but something else has been sent his way.
Yes.
And what he has to do now is look around and see what that new opportunity that he's being sent in compensation is, and grab it with both hands and use it.
Yeah, when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to visualize that or even know it. But if somebody else kind of points you in the direction, holds your hand, or shows you the way, then you can kind of figure it out after that.
That's right.
We wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
We have some more calls to get to. Let's at least get our question from our next caller. And let's talk to Bonnie. She is in Puyallup. Hi there, Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Mixon and everybody. I do have a question. It's about my mom, which I love very much. And I know that she's going to live well into her 90s because she's doing very well, except for she's got an issue with her leg and her hip. And it's sciatica, and hers is getting worse as time goes on. She's at the point where I don't know what to do for her. She doesn't sleep at night, just like the other gentleman. It gets bad at nighttime and runs down her leg. During the day, she can hardly walk. All she wants to do is sit. It hurts to stand. It hurts to walk. It hurts to do anything.
Right.
And they got her on gabapentin, 300 milligrams. She takes that several times a day. Doesn't do anything. They've supposedly narrowed it down where the nerve is bothering her. And she goes in for shots, and the shots just don't seem to do anything. And I'm just not sure what direction to take with her at this point.
Well, first of all, the gabapentin does not cure the problem. It's just a cover-up. You know, the last caller was being given a narcotic, and she's being given gabapentin. Fine. But it does sound as though they have at least identified where the problem is with her. So she's had some investigation. That part is good. But now, what are they going to do to fix the problem, to take the irritation off that nerve root? And
that's right.
One of the best people I know for this is a fellow named Dr. Daniel Nelson. And Dan is really, really good at sciatica. And he's first rate at finding where the issues are and then using minimally invasive procedures, things he can do in older people without risk, to get in and take the pressure off the nerve root. So, Lynette, give her the phone number for Dan. And call Dr. Nelson's office and let him take a look at your mom and see if he can find a way to fix this instead
Very
of just
good.
Cover it up with medicine, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Here is that number for you, Bonnie, and anyone else needing pain relief before we take our break. Dr. Dan Nelson is at Pro Ortho. His number is 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine.